Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to focus here on our gospel text this morning. I somewhat believe that the disciples actually got kind of harsh criticism for what they do sometimes in this little text from Luke chapter 18. I mean, who really can come out clean keeping children away from Jesus? A moment of cuddling with infants and babies. The Greek there, breastos, that's what it is in the Greek, is signifying that these children that were coming to Jesus were 1 year of age and younger. And Jesus rebukes them. The word for rebuke here is actually in the Greek, it's kind of a harsh statement here. Jesus rebukes them as if this is the word that he used to rebuke the wind and the waves when he rebukes demons inside of people. But I am apologetic to the disciples for doing this. I think they were doing a very kind thing. See, in Jesus' day, it was customary when a baby turned 1 year old that you would bring your child to the local rabbi so that they could receive a blessing after 1 year of life. In addition to that, Jesus is busy. He's on his way to Jerusalem to fulfill his mission to die on the cross. Time is short, and the disciples are doing nothing more than telling other people not to bother Jesus. They're actually thinking kind thoughts here. It's almost like the moment in which a spouse is home and has a big project, and the kids want to play, and the husband or the wife comes in and tells the children, "You can't play tonight. Your father has something to study intensely for tomorrow's presentation." The disciples are doing something very much so. They're doing something that's very kind for Jesus. But what this moment does display is Jesus' attention in a very busy time to children. What that meant for them was immense, that Jesus would love them and take them into his hands. But what Jesus was also communicating here in this moment was something for his followers of all time to hold on to, which would be this: receive the kingdom of God as a little child. How do you do that? There's lots of different interpretations on what that means and how that could be played out, and I certainly don't want to say that I've got the only answer. You may have an answer for yourself, what it means to receive the kingdom as a little child. But as I was thinking about this text and praying about it, I came to the conclusion that one of the things that this means is that children have an all-access pass to everything. We need to think about having an all-access pass to everything. Children do. Maybe if you've raised children, you can relate to this. My children have an all-access pass to the refrigerator. They have an all-access pass to the bathroom. Our three-year-old thinks he has an all-access pass to drive the car. It's as if children walk around with this pass that's imaginary, that they just flash, as if it's a badge that can get them to any place at any moment of time, no restrictions. Have you ever had an all-access pass? You have? Or better yet, let me flip the question around and put it this way. Have you ever had an all-access pass and not realized it? And you've sat in the nosebleed section. About 5 years ago, I had a chance to go to probably one of the biggest basketball tournaments in Oregon history, probably, when the PK-80 happened in Portland, Oregon, in the Moda Center, in the Veterans Coliseum. The tournament was honoring Phil Knight's 80th birthday 5 years ago. This year, they're celebrating the PK-85. And for that tournament, I knew a player that was playing in that tournament, and he happened to give me tickets to go to all the games in Veterans and also the Moda Center. Now, when I heard about those tickets, I thought to myself, you know what, they're probably up in the nosebleeds. Which was fine. It was a great tournament, and I could just sit back there and kick my shoes up on the back of the seats in front of me and eat popcorn, and no one could bother me. I was pretty excited about that. Great time. We entered the Moda Center and approached the usher, as you might do when you show someone your tickets, and they said, you're seated in a place I don't even know. I don't even know where this is. Head on down that way. So we went on down, approached an usher, and the usher said, whoa, okay, you're sitting up there in row number 2. Go up there. Go down there, even closer. So we went on down, and we got to another usher, and the usher said, you have an all-access pass.